Hello, I hope that you're all very well. A while back, I came across a quote by a man called Beau Bennett, which always makes a great deal of sense, remaining really relevant for today, whoever you are. The quote? A dead end can never be a one-way street. You can always turn around and take another road. We sometimes talk about being on a life journey of some sort, the kind where we're at a crossroads that makes us stop to gather a reference point. Maybe we've watched a film and in one of the scenes there's a dusty open road. Someone walks along this road, which actually looks more like an empty flat plain with nothing for miles in any direction. But on this ground, you see a signpost indicating what can be found in the directions it points to. I'm sure we've all watched something with this kind of scene in it. Or maybe you yourself have personally experienced this sort of environment before. A signpost often creates a feeling of orientation and of course confirms that something is a particular space and time distance away. It's a comforting sight to many travellers, even if the places marked on the signpost are not destinations they plan to go to. But what happens when, while on this journey, there are no signposts anywhere in sight, and the ground below doesn't bear any marks or footprints to offer some small comfort that others, maybe someone else, has passed through earlier on? Now, over the last number of months, a great many of us have been forced to start some challenging journeys, travelling across an unknown landscape created by the unprecedented global disruptions taking place. Uprooted from the ground, blown away, and in many cases destroyed as they get battered about by the wind, a great number of the signposts we've come to use and rely on to live our lives have been damaged or completely destroyed. It's not solely to blame, but the pandemic has fed a crisis and accelerated the existing global shift that has already been taking place. The impact of this turbulent times has brought a new strain of uncertainty with it, leaving the lives of many people to resemble that empty flat plain where there's nothing for miles around and no reassuring signpost for reference. If you can, just for a minute, imagine being that traveller or watching a scene where this person looks on at the open and seemingly empty space. How does it make you feel? In your mind, do you catch yourself asking questions like, will this traveller have or find enough food and water to last the journey? Does the traveller know how to build a fire or have something to make a bed with? And maybe even something useful, a useful item that could provide protection from potential dangers lurking? Because right at this point, the basic survival is all that really matters and all that most of us think about. Yes, many of us love the thrill and of venturing out to experience new places, try different things and challenge ourselves in a little bit more. Those types of journeys are usually where we learn the most about ourselves and top up our life skills going forward. But for day to day, I believe that our subconscious mind tries to keep us on a path we broadly relate to. However challenging life is here, there's always a sense of familiarity and even comfort on a path that connects us to multiple areas in our life. So, how are you doing right now? Have the signposts in your life been pulled out of the ground by not just the fierce pandemic winds of today, but also those created by the global shift blowing from before? The impact of what is happening is affecting us all in different ways, mentally, physically, financially, and emotionally. There is no single solution to what is going on right now, but there are survival tools that when used together, can have a life-improving impact, and I wanted to share a few of these with you. Well, first of all, it is a really good time to embrace change. When you openly embrace change, it reduces and can eliminate the fears that come with change. You see, when change pushes us out of our comfort zone, courage grows, helping us overcome our fears. And right now, we would all do best to live without fear. Also, be open-minded. When you are open-minded, many doors and opportunities that normally wouldn't have been there without start to appear. It can allow you to enjoy new experiences, develop new skills and ideas, learn new knowledge and information, meet new people, and achieve great feats, even during this time. Another thing, trust that your journeys are unique to you, and you can decide the routes you take. Even when it comes to negative journeys, I feel that it's important for us to remember that the most extraordinary triumphs are born out of difficult places. I believe that great challenges and failures make the most powerful success stories. I know that when dealing with difficult situations or feeling frustrated about something, we rarely want to hear this, but the more things you go through and get through, the more experiences you've had, and the more things you learn along the way, the better you'll become at choosing to adjust and grow. So that when those turbulent climates and gale force winds come along and create tough environments like those we're experiencing right now, blowing and destroying important signposts down in life, your survival voice will say, "I've been here before. I made it then, and I trust that I can adapt and progress going forward."